The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. With the false slant the secular media gives its reporting and the support of universities in propagating that viewpoint, some people wonder if there is any purpose in fighting this war for the preservation of liberty. Through their rhetoric, these change agents of our culture try to discourage us from going to the polls to vote. Is there any good reason for those who try to live by the Bible to vote? Yes, absolutely yes, there is. Let us not forget that the first and foremost of all, our vote is not about its effects. Our vote is not primarily about whom we elect. It is most importantly an act of obedience to the God who created us. In America's first dictionary, written when we weren't ashamed to name the name of Jesus Christ in public places, Noah Webster defined the word vote as coming from a root word meaning our solemn vow to God. Our vote is an act of agreement with God in His work of protecting the right of the next generation to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thus to have the opportunity to become all He created them to become. Our vote is our sacred opportunity to preserve liberty for our children. The Bible teaches that electing our rulers is a privilege given by God. He told the Jews in Moses' day, "Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers." We find from Deuteronomy 1:13 that these men were elected by the people. It says there, "Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you." If you've received Jesus Christ as your master, He lives inside you. When you vote under His direction, you are allowing Him to rule through your vote. This is what makes your vote so sacred. It is your solemn vow to God that you want Him to rule the state and nation of which you're part. You're returning to Him the gift of self-government He's entrusted to you. He blessed us with this liberty for the purpose of protecting the next generation's right to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and by receiving Him as Lord, to begin to become all God created them to become. Voting for candidates who stand for God's moral principles in the Bible is a must if our children are to remain free. Those who believe in abortion, gambling, and homosexuality do not believe what God teaches in the Bible about morality, and thus will make government a tool of Satan to destroy the liberty of our children. We simply must vote against such candidates. Their opposition may not be all we'd like, but we must stand with those who stand nearest to the biblical position on moral issues. Charles Finney, the attorney who became the greatest revivalist in America's history, summed it up for us this way. He said, "The church must take right ground in regards to politics. The time has come for Christians to vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. Politics are a part of religion in such a country as this, and Christians must do their duty to their country as a part of their duty to God. God will bless or curse this nation," he said, "according to the course Christians take in politics." Are you taking right ground in regards to politics? When you vote, are you thinking about your children or yourself? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our election sermons, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.